echoes of my mind. People stop to stare at me. I can't even see them.
On July 10th, the Ottawa Blues Fest is treating us to the great sounds of the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi. Their 11-piece band has had an amazing year, and I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to chat with Derek about it. Hi, Derek. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm good.
So let me just start off, first of all, by a belated congratulations on your Grammy Award, first of all. Wow, what an incredible year you've had, and just the momentum of the band taking off. It must feel amazing.
Yeah, it's been pretty over the top, for sure. You have high hopes when you put a band like this together, an 11-piece band, and, you know, joining forces with Susan and the whole thing. But, the high hopes are really musical and not necessarily how people are going to receive it. So all of that is just kind of icing and a big bonus and unexpected. So that's, it's been quite a year so far. We won four categories at the Handy Awards or the Blues Awards. We were nominated one category, the Grammys, and won that. And then they included me and O'Teal. O'Teal plays bass in this band. We got Lifetime Achievement Awards being a part of the Allman Brothers. So that was the second Grammy.
You know, that is so cool. When I read that, I thought, wow, that's sort of like the circle of life kind of thing, right? You get a Lifetime Achievement Award at the same time as you're launching a really successful brand new band.
It's pretty wild. It's pretty cool. I was really really honored that the original members of the Allman Brothers included the current band, because I certainly that's nothing I would have ever expected to be a part of. And I only accepted about 40%. I think at 32 years old, getting a Lifetime Achievement Award feels a little odd. but it's a good looking trophy. So
yeah, you don't want to think that at 32 that's your lifetime achievement. But it's
that's not good.
It's pretty awesome though. And then you played for President Obama.
Yeah, and then me and Susan were invited to the White House for it's called Red, White, and Blues, and it was B.B. King and Buddy Guy and Jeff Beck and me and Susan and our friend Warren Haynes and Gary Clark Jr. and a cast of characters, and pretty amazing that we got to rehearse in the White House the day before and then perform in front of the President and First Lady and a whole slew of heavy hitters, and it was pretty surreal. Our kids got to come with us and my mom, so it was something we'll remember for sure.
Wow. So you're playing in the big leagues, and so you've been around these guys a lot for a long time, but still, I guess some of them are also your musical heroes or your influences.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, anytime you get a chance to hang with some of that, the first generation, B.B. King and those guys, they influenced everybody. You know, anybody that plays an electric guitar owes some debt to BB and Buddy Guy, because those are the guys that influenced Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and Duane Allman and everybody else. So, they really are the old guard and really the first generation of what we do. And, getting to spend time with them, soak up some of the knowledge and just hang out is not peers, but just being in the same room and playing music with them is something you definitely try to soak up. And especially BB, he's getting up in age, no telling how long he's going to be around, so you cherish those times. We're doing a little tour with him with our band and BB King coming up this summer, so that'll be great too.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, you'll be in Ottawa July 10th at Blues Fest.
Yeah,
that's
beautiful.
Great.
Yeah, we're doing a few California dates with him as well, and Red Rocks and in Denver, which is a beautiful venue.
Wow, that sounds awesome. Let's step back a little bit here and just explain to our audience who the Tedeschi Trucks Band is. Like, who are you guys?
it's a combination of the music that I did with my solo group and music that my wife did with her group, and influenced by everyone from the band to the Allman Brothers to Sly and the Family Stone to, there's a lot of lot of common influences, but it's an amazing group of musicians. It really is. The Burbridge brothers, O'Teal and Kofi Burbridge. I played with O'Teal for over a decade in the Allman Brothers, and I knew him long before that. Just an amazing bass player. The whole band is really top-notch. I mean, it's an 11-piece group, and really everybody in the band could and has and probably will in the future lead their own group. So it's kind of an all-star cast, you know. The challenge is really just making sure everybody has enough space to do what they do without it being overcrowded. And luckily, everybody is interested in the musical cause enough to just kind of find their place. And it's a unique lineup. I really can't think of any current bands that have the same kind of firepower. I mean, it's really I don't really see a ceiling for it. You know, as long as we can continue to kind of inspire the band and write the right tunes and just find the right vehicles for the musicians to kind of key in on. I think it's pretty endless what the group can do.
What a great way to see your music come alive, eh? To have that backup. Did the band sort of happen by accident, or were you pretty focused on, you know, building the band and that size of band?
You know, we thought long and hard about it. I mean, you know, we've been tossing around the idea of putting a band together, me and Susan, for a decade, really. So, you know, we've had a lot of time to think about it and experiment, you know, play with different musicians. And when we decided to do this, you know, we just thought of our favorite players and people that we thought their personalities would work together. And, you know, because that's a huge part of it, too. So, you know, it was a few years in the making, for sure.
Wow. And everybody just said yes right away?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have our home studio down here in Jacksonville, and we just invited a lot of people down and at different times, and, you know, sometimes three or four people, sometimes more, and we'd have kind of writing sessions and just jam sessions where you're creating music and you're kind of feeling out who works well together. And it was, you know, we took our time in that sense, piecing the band together, because, you know, you can look on paper and you can imagine who's going to play well together, but you just, until you have them in a room and really feel it out, there's no way to invent the chemistry.
Yeah,
it has to be there or it's not. And it just started kind of showing itself, you know, and we hit the road. The first year that we experimented, we played with different musicians, and it slowly fell into place. And we had what we thought was the band. We did a show New Year's in Jacksonville, I guess it was 2 years ago. That was the first time we had the whole 11-piece on stage together, and we knew pretty immediately that that was the group. And that's kind of the moment that you go to everybody and you put a line in the sand and in or out.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
And luckily everybody's in.
Sounds a little like dating.
It, you know, it kind of is. It is.
You meet a lot of people,
married. Yeah.
Yeah. You meet a lot of great people along the way, but they're not necessarily the right fit. And then presto.
Yeah, you know, there's so many factors, and a lot of it's just intangibles. And, you know, yeah, it's like being married to 10 other people. It's also like having 10 children. So.
We're really excited that you're coming up to Blues Fest. That is very cool. And I think for blues listeners in Ottawa, you know, I mean, a lot of them are familiar with you and Susan sort of in your separate musical lives. But to get to see Tedeschi Trucks and to learn more about the band is going to be really, really exciting. You've put out a second album just recently, right, in May?
Yep.
That's
just came
Everybody's
out.
Talking, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a double live record, and it's a pretty true document of what the band does, you know, night in, night out. I mean, there's a lot of great tunes, but there's a lot of improvisation as well. So from one night to the next, it really does kind of stretch and change. But, you know, with the live record, we really wanted to showcase everybody's strengths. We wanted everybody in the band to kind of have a step-out moment, which is why it's a two-hour record. But it's an amazing sounding record. It really is. You know, there's a lot of ways to do a live record. You can do it really quickly. You can record a bunch of shows and just throw up a quick mix, or we were pretty methodical with this one. We thought for quite a few months before we went out on tour of how best to capture a band this big and you know, really record it right, but, you know, really pretend we were in the studio. And I wanted to get the sounds as top notch as we could, so we kind of called in our, you know, our audio dream team. And it was Bobby Tees, who's an amazing engineer. He's the one that has worked on the last few records with me in our studio. And we had Jim Scott, who's another amazing producer and engineer, and Bob Ludwig, the legendary mastering engineer, and everybody kind of put their heads together. And, you know, it's nice when people believe in a cause because they go the extra mile when it's not always in their best interest.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Everybody put a lot of time and energy into it. And, you know, when we were listening down to the tapes, it was just so nice to just hear the band where it sounded like it sounds when you're standing in the middle of the stage, which is just pretty hard to accomplish.
Wow, that is, well, I've been listening and the album is awesome. Like, it just, you can't help but move along with it, and just it's wonderful.
Nice.
I saw the words somewhere, you know, that you guys have a joyful and spontaneous energy, and that's exactly what I was hearing.
Beautiful. Yeah, I mean, the shows that we ended up using, it was one show we played in Toronto that we recorded 12 shows with the full recording rig, and the first night, we played Toronto, I think, eight show of the trip. When we finished that show, it was finally the recording that I was looking for. We knew when we were finished, we're like, all right, we have a great record now. Everything else is icing. And then the next night in D.C., there was a few tunes that were a little better. And then the last show, I think it was Bridgeport, Connecticut. It was just some magic in the air. So we ended up combining the three shows, taking two or three songs from each, and kind of piecing our favorite concert together. And, yeah, it was really it was a lot of fun. We got the vinyl in the mail, because it's six sides, you know, sitting down and listening to the whole 2 hours. And it was great getting to sit back and listen to the band without trying to guide the ship.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was great. You know, it was nice being able to appreciate the band, appreciate Susan's voice and her playing, just the way the band interacted. It was pretty refreshing, I got to say.
Wow. And so you mentioned vinyl. You've put it out on vinyl?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
You know, whoever's in charge of the profit loss at the label, they were like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, we have to do it. I'm putting it out one way or the other. We must have vinyl. That's all we listen. You know, when it's available, that's all we listen to at home. Just because it just feels better. You know, if you really want the audiophile experience, to me, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, I still have my turntable going too. It's wonderful. So when vinyl is available, I like to buy it. It's fun.
And there's something nice about having to get off your ass to flip the record over, and it's harder to skip tunes, so you actually listen to things that that maybe if it was just on your phone, you'd skip past.
In the order it was intended.
Exactly, yeah. You hear the record as the artist intended you to hear it. And there's also, you know, some songs you immediately like. Sometimes it takes a few listens to get into something. So I find that listening on vinyl kind of forces you to kind of sit back and just, you know, you take a different approach.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys have a really busy schedule coming up. And I'm just going to mention again that you're here for Blues Fest, and you'll be playing on July 10th, I believe, at Blues Fest in Ottawa. But you've got a really busy schedule, don't you?
It's pretty full, you know. One of the, I'm not going to say downsides, but one of the sides of having an 11-piece band is you do have to work. It's a lot of mouths to feed. So, you know, because that's just the guys on stage. We have, you know, we have a crew that works really hard, and you have, you know, the guys that, you have our drivers that get you there, and it's a big undertaking. So, when we do hit the road, it's usually best to go for a little while. And the kids are out of school. They just got out of school last Thursday.
Oh, great.
Then it's a lot easier to hit the road hard because they jump in the tour bus with us, and it's a traveling circus.
That's fun. I was going to ask you if the kids get to come with you. So are they into playing at all?
A little bit. I mean, they have great taste in music. We got out of school Thursday and we went down to we took a Disney World vacation.
Oh wow!
Pretty over the top. I'm pretty wore out from it, but I was just listening. I could hear what they were listening to in their headphones, and it was nice that it was Bobby Womack and Stevie Wonder and Sly Stone.
Oh, wow.
That makes you feel good as a parent.
Yeah, that is.
I'm sure they were speaking some music I didn't like, but just hearing those made me feel good.
Oh, that's great. That's really awesome. Well, I'd like to thank you for your time. It's been so great to talk to you, and we're really looking forward to seeing the Tedeschi Trucks Band at Ottawa Blues Fest. Well, that's really great.
Beautiful. Well, yeah. We are looking forward to it, and yeah. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much. Take care, Derek.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.